For today's GeoQuiz, picture this. You're surrounded by six African countries. So where are you? Facing north, you're looking at Mali. Now turning clockwise, you look out toward Niger, Benin, Togo, and Ghana. And as you return full circle, Ivory Coast lies to the southwest. Citizens of this country are referred to as Burkinabe. This year, as many as 5 million Burkinabe, mostly women and children, will get free birth certificates. It's part of a new government program. If you haven't come up with the answer yet, well, time's up. We're going straight to the answer now. Rael Drisdell works for the group Plan International. Rael, what city are you in?
I'm in Ouagadougou, the capital of Burkina Faso.
Burkina Faso in West Africa, the answer to the quiz today. Rael, thank you for joining us. Tell us, first of all, why many Burkinabe don't have birth certificates. Why don't they get them at birth?
Because it's not easy to get. It's not accessible. There are only a few civil registry offices for each commune, and the commune has about a dozen to 20 villages. If you have to walk 12, 15 miles to register your child, and sometimes, like this time of year here, it's 100 degree, 110 degree Fahrenheit, get to the registry office and it's closed for some unseemly reason, then you have to walk back. Well, you won't necessarily make that trip again the week after. It takes a lot. You have to really want to register your child to do it. Now, some may still want to do it. There's another factor, which is the cost. If your child is more than 2 months old, then you have to pay an extra fee. So these are factors that have, until now, limited registry to fewer children.
I mean, the vast majority of people in Burkina Faso spend all their lives in these communes. Why do you need a birth certificate?
Well, why do you or your children or family members need birth certificates in the States? So you need a birth certificate to have an identity. You need a birth certificate to have travel documents, to have a civil identity, to go to school, to pass your exams, to vote. For a number of reasons, you need to be registered.
Does it mean that all the millions of children who don't have birth certificates are not allowed to go to school?
No, they are allowed to go to school, but to go into secondary or junior high school, there you need an identity. To further their education, they need one.
How long is it going to take to provide these very simple documents to 5 million people?
It's a very simple document, but it's a very arduous task. This has to be coordinated throughout the country. People have to be trained. Then you need to inform the population through radio, television, or any other means, where they can go on what day. So it's quite, in terms of logistics, it's quite a big job.
Burkina Faso's number one natural resource is human labor. A lot of men especially go down to Ivory Coast to work in cocoa and coffee. And I'm just wondering if there are now more people who will be able to get identity cards to do that kind of work, will it further aggravate the problem of single-parent homes in Burkina Faso?
That's an economic issue. And as long as there is poverty in Burkina Faso, people will want to go where they can provide for their family. And if you, as maybe some of your listeners are aware, there was a serious political problem in Ivory Coast in the last few years, having to do with hundreds of thousands and millions of Burkinabe and Malians and Guineans working in the cocoa plantations and getting married there and having children. And suddenly the government made an issue of the fact that these people were not registered. And we had here 350,000 people, refugees, returning back to their countries, many of them living over there for a generation or two, and in fact not knowing very well Burkina Faso. And when they came here, they didn't have any papers telling the local authorities that they were Burkinabe, and they were thrown out of Ivory Coast because they had no papers there saying that they were Ivoirien. So this registry goes very, very far. It's not just a paper needed to go to school. It is in a country that does provide a lot of manpower in surrounding countries, it is a necessary paper to have to identify yourself.
From what I've been reading, your organization, Plan International, feels that providing birth certificates will actually help in the fight against child trafficking and child labor. Make the connection for us. How will that work?
Well, one of the ways that child traffickers function is that they use the fact that many of these children do not have identities to smuggle them across borders. if ever they are stopped or asked questions, well, they say, well, you know, this is my nephew and my niece. And, you know, well, we don't register our children. We're too poor for that. Or they come up with all of a sorts of excuses because they know that most children in the country are not registered. But that is fast changing, and that could curb their activity, and it could bring the police at the borders to say, well, that is not an excuse anymore. That child needs to be registered. There's been a registry campaign. You cannot travel with that child if he doesn't have papers. So in 2009, with this campaign, all children from 0 to 18 years of age will be are capable of registering free of charge. It's becoming useful, and it's becoming accessible to do it. So people are very positive about it.
Rael Drisdell is with Plan International in Burkina Faso. The answer to our GeoQuiz today. Thank you very much, Rael.
No problem.